Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
We are so turnt about Busby joining us here in a few minutes. We gave him a buzzword today. He was a little reluctant. And so this may be one where we don't score.
Well, you will score at home when you drop the term in front of your teenager. Meaning excited.
Well, it could also mean extremely intoxicated.
Well, but let's use it in the excited version of the word.
I am very turnt to play for you the German version of YMCA in just a moment.
You found that gem online during the break. You ever wonder what we do during a break? I looked at Scott and I go, is this real?
Wait, is this why you need audio?
Yeah.
More inside baseball here. Scott can come and talk to me through the board and say, I need my computer.
I looked at Scott during the break and I go, there's some dumb video on my Facebook page that says you did not know what you're missing in your life until you see this weirdo.
The recording and hairstyles make it look like it was probably recorded. It was performed live on television in Germany, but it is the German version of YMCA.
Why does there need to be a German version?
There does not,
Why
Dan.
Shouldn't there be? Give me one reason.
I mean, do they say YMCA or do they change the look?
YMCA is not known as YMCA in Germany. I believe it's NMKY.
That doesn't even make sense.
Okay. All right.
But, you know.
Yeah.
Because YMCA stands for, if I'm not mistaken, Young Men's Christian
Association. I think, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So, by the way, if you're going to tune in, we're going to take the first break just a little bit early so we can make sure that we get to Brian right when he starts his full weather forecast. And the word we gave him, again, he seemed a little bit reluctant to take it. So we have the ball, but we may not get into the end zone.
Well, I mean, he's pretty cool, and he doesn't want to come across as being uncool by trying to use a term from 10 years ago.
But the word is turnt, T-U-R-N-T, and it means excited.
Wait, are you saying that turnt is so last decade?
It is not.
Tell that to the guy who pushed his coach at Arrowhead the other night.
Scott and Dana, it's last week.
Full stop. No cap.
No cap. Full send.
I mean, we were dropping that years ago.
No, you were not. Dan, you were not.
You weren't.
Stop it. Here we go. Yes, please. No.
Most certainly, yeah. The artist's name is Gregorius.
So bad.
The piano player looks like he may be wanted for bad things. Yeah, so he's saying NMKY in German.
That's a very festive way to say we invade Poland in the morning.
Honestly.
September 1st, 1939.
Wow. It only sounds like it's missing an accordion. Don't you think it sounds like it needs an accordion?
It needs a lot.
The devil's squeeze box.
Travis Walker just texted us and said he would be just fine if he never heard us say turnt ever again. I hear you, brother. Anyway, we're waiting for Busby to come on.
What is this?
The Spanish version of Don't Go Breaking My Heart.
No, Achy Breaky Heart.
Everybody.
Come on.
Woo.
Wow. I didn't know we needed that.
You did.
Did Billy Ray Cyrus this week have some sort of meltdown?
If you were Billy Ray, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I suppose.
Huh?
You only had two hits.
What was the other one? Can you name it?
Some Gave All.
All right, don't go breaking his heart.
I read that he was on stage and like something malfunctioned, sort of like it did with Carrie Underwood, but she just
by the way,
kept singing.
She was brilliant. We're not getting into the politics.
No, she's a beautiful artist.
But she just said, I'll just sing it. And man, she crushed it.
I think he had something go wrong with his equipment and went the other way. Like freaked out.
You want to rephrase that?
What do you mean went the other way? I can't
you
say
said
went the other way.
Something went wrong with his equipment and it went the other way.
One would understand why that would be upsetting.
That's why you need Zentrex.
When I wear gray sweatpants.
People cross the street.
And that's okay.
And that's okay. That's the way he says that line that is so funny. And that's okay.
My teeth are loose. My heart is cold.
Sometimes I wake up driving a stolen car. And that's okay.
All right. We're still waiting for Buzz. Man, they're really pushing this average quarter hour back a bit, aren't they?
Well, it's because the only thing that is in the news right now
is the weather.
And the Chiefs.
Billy Ray said, check, check. Is anybody awake? Do y'all want me to sing more? Or just get the heck off the stage. He didn't say heck.
Uh-huh. He's having a moment. That's okay.
All right.
Stalling.
That's all right. I got a few things here that I can hang. Just let me know. I'm going to have my head down reading for a second. But by the way, speaking of when I wear great sweatpants, I'm not kidding. I'm not kidding. Today is International Sweatpants Day.
Oh.
The pandemic showed us that we can get away with wearing nothing but sweatpants, so someone finally declared a whole day to honor them. Sweatpants were invented in the 1920s.
I would never have guessed it was that late.
By a French company. I don't speak French, but the words translate to
sweatpants?
No. By a French company.
The words loosely translate to sweat.
That's not
pants.
That's not the name. The Jock Rooster.
The Jock Rooster.
Mm-hmm. Oh, even better.
The company still exists today.
I will not be Googling the Jock Rooster.
Oh, please, come on.
Not safe for work, man.
I never, ever would have guessed, ever.
All right, now they're talking about a blizzard at the Super Bowl, so you know they're going to use this as a teaser to get into the weather.
Yes, because they were having snowball fights down on Bourbon Street today.
Yeah. So I know they're going to go to Busby right after this, talking about snow down in New Orleans.
They did get 5 inches of snow down there, I believe. All right. Here's Brian. Here we go.
The word is turned.
The Gulf of Mexico. Here's a look at First Alert Live Radar. We're going to look at a couple of different areas down toward New Orleans, but it looks like a lot of the snow is starting to leave for the time being, but not before dropping all that you're referring to. As a matter of fact, currently at the airport, the temperature is 28 degrees with a feels like temperature also 28 and a strong north to northeast wind at 9 with a gust of 22 miles an hour. These are the road conditions. So if you're old and you're trying to drive, an elderly person, you're probably upset. If you're young, it's turnt. You're not feeling good either because the air conditions are definitely soft. This is a skill, so we don't know how many.
Seamless.
Wait, keep him going just in case he says the other word, which is grunnel.
But we're
going
to start to heat up a little bit on Wednesday back here in Kansas City, getting above freezing, which will take care of some of the ice that's still out there on the sidewalks and in some of the parking lots. And on Thursday, back to the 20s we go because of a passage of another frontal system. So here's the temperature trend backwards and forwards. We will start on Tuesday, what we have going on right now. Still, it is cold, to say the least. We'll call it less cool. I don't want to really call it warmer, but on Wednesday we are going to be thawing out, so that's good news. But with the passage of the front, the winds going back to the north and northwest by Thursday, we cool right back down with highs going on the other side of 32 degrees before we start to heat back up into the weekend. So it does go back and forth. Right now, clear and 15 with a
I'm proud of him.
I don't think we're going to get grunneled out of
it. It is going to be cold, to say the least, so you still need that heavier coat. We're in the wind chill
right
category.
I'm proud of him.
Can we get a quick playback on that one,
Sam? I did not, he was not thrilled about
He was not turnt,
dare I say, about dropping the word turnt forecast.
T-U-R-N-T?
We had never heard that word until that news conference with the NFL player who got caught on tape shoving his special teams coach.
In Kansas City?
In Kansas City. They asked him, like, what was going on with that? And he goes,
I got turnt.
I was turnt. We said, what?
Really turnt about what was going on.
These are the road conditions. So if you're old and you're trying to drive an elderly person, you're probably upset. If you're young, it's turnt. You're not feeling good either.
All right, though, for the next word, we got to go back to, like, the 1900s. You know, we started out with, like, really old-timey words.
And yet, let's
do you remember why this started? I do.
No.
Either our traffic reporter or Jennifer Naramore dropped some word last year.
Nary.
It was nary.
Nary, that's nary. Right.
Nary a cloud in the sky. And you and I looked, we all did. I go, did she just say nary?
Well, originally, back in the 1700s, a tornado was referred to as a twirl blast. We could get that in the spring, for sure. A little
more difficult in the winter, but I like where you're going with this.
Because there's a word from the 1800s called throttle bomb.
Whoa.
Oh.
Not which, no.
I like that.
Busby just texted me, said, done.
Done.
I'm going to write him back. You are awesome.
Drop your mic, sir. Drop your mic.
So proud.
I can't believe I didn't save Nary. I'm so upset about that. I was going to go back and pull that one.
It was the first one.
Well, it hadn't become a thing yet, so I wasn't cataloging all of them.
While he's looking that up, when we get back, Sam, how many times do I have to tell people, and I'm going to tell you again and again and again, it's like one pill will kill. We are going to keep talking about this until you stop meeting people that you do not know, even in public places, to sell your crap on Facebook Marketplace. And I'm not victim blaming. I am educating. There has been another violent robbery locally. And here's what scares me, Sam. This is not in some back alley somewhere. This has not come to my front porch and you get a gun in your face. Mm-hmm. This was in an incredibly public parking lot.
How do you sell your goods?
You do it in a police station parking lot only. Because when you say, I'm going to sell something, but I'm only meeting you at the Lenexa police station where they have stalls for this, at the Leawood police station, at the Kansas City, Missouri police station. When you say that, very, very bad people that are trying to rob you will move on. They're not going to meet you in a police station to jack you in the parking lot. I'm going to tell you what happened. They have made an arrest.
Good.
And one of the two women, according to police, confessed to not only the violent robbery, which happened in Lee Summit, but confessed to two others the same day around town. And I'll tell you those cities when we get back.
Well, we've still got 5 minutes.
Stop selling your crap on Facebook Marketplace and meeting people in places that you think are safe. It's not safe.
I'll read the story right now, and then we'll talk about it with the callers on the other side.
This is so mad.
This is from KSHB.com, Channel 41. A woman admitted to police that she robbed a man during an in-person Facebook Marketplace transaction, used pepper spray on the victim, and beat him while he was being dragged by the getaway car. The incident began at 7:15 Friday evening in the parking lot of a business on Southwest 3rd Street in Lee's Summit. The victim, a man, told police that he went to sell an Apple iPad Pro M4. While waiting to receive payment via Venmo for the iPad, the victim told police that he began to worry because the two women in the car were whispering to one another. He also noted a PlayStation 5 in the back seat. Then one of the women grabbed the victim's arm and started spraying him in the face with pepper spray. The passenger tried to keep the victim from grabbing his iPad and escalated the violence by pepper spraying him in the face too, while beating him in the face and around the head. He was tossed to the ground as the SUV fled from the scene. Surveillance video from another business showed the victim partially in the passenger window while being dragged through the parking lot. The victim's girlfriend helped police track the two women using her phone to track her boyfriend's phone, which dropped
during the struggle
into the SUV. Kansas City police tried to stop the SUV. The driver drove into KCK. That's when Kansas Highway Patrol got involved, and they arrested the women. The court documents stated that Zanie Jones admitted in an interview with police that she was the driver in the Lee's Summit robbery. She also was involved in robberies in Overland Park and Kansas City that occurred on the same day as the Lee's Summit robbery.
I've looked up. I don't have an iPad. I don't know what an iPad Pro M4 cost. But I know that if you ask that poor man who almost lost his life over this, whatever the cost of that used item would not be anything worth even the injury or the robbery, let alone the fact that he could have died.
No question about it.
We took the address, plugged it in.
What is it?
Backward. It is a CVS. And I know that that man, decent, lovely, kind human being, I'm sure, thought, I always meet down at CVS, or meet me in the Walmart parking lot, or meet me in the Quick Trip parking lot, which happened a year and a half ago, where a woman went to sell a PlayStation and was murdered in broad daylight in a Quick Trip parking lot. Like, I just can't stop saying it enough. You have to do these transactions in your local police department parking lot where they have provided a stall for these transactions.
Is that true?
Yes.
Some of them have.
Because I was just going to ask, do police want you doing these transactions in their parking
lot? It's a lot less of a nuisance than tracking down psychotic, awful ne'er-do-wells that went all over town that day robbing people that were just trying to make $100 selling, you know, an iPad or a phone or whatever.
Three separate times. I have an iPad, but I don't even use it anymore.
There's not a bunch of police officers standing around in the police parking lot.
That's not the point, Sam. The point is when you go back and forth in direct messaging with people who want to kill you and you say, I will only meet in the police department parking lot, they will either drop you like a hot rock or they will come back and say, I'm no longer interested. And sadly, they will move on to another victim. Good for you, but sad for the next victim.
And by the way, you never hear of anybody being murdered in a police station
parking
lot.
It is very rare.
I would say it's probably never happened unless somebody's targeting a police officer specifically.
Okay.
Did they say this was broad daylight, by the way?
No, it was at 7. The Lee Summit one was at 7:15 at night, so the sun would have been down.
But the Overland Park, I want to be clear, Overland Park in Kansas City, Missouri ones, at least, she said happened that day.
At least one of those would have just logically would have had to have happened during sunlight.
Now, I did schedule a purchase where I was supposed to go to somebody's home. And I got a weird feeling as I was pulling up to said home.
Okay, tell me why.
And I kept on driving.
Tell me why. What was?
I don't know what it was. I don't know why I didn't feel right. I just decided this is not going to be the day that I get into a bad situation. And I kept on driving.
What was the item?
With that said, I was going to buy a new Xbox controller, which was dumb anyway, because anybody who plays Xbox knows that those are all damaged. Whatever. I have sold and purchased a number of items, including multiple vehicles. In the Walmart parking lot, in the Quick Trip parking lot, I bought a set of speakers in a Walmart parking lot.
Sam, it is Russian roulette. It really is. Mm-hmm. Ask any of the three victims from that robbery that day. Certainly the guy that almost got dragged to his death. Like, how many of these have you done? Well, I've sold 50 things on Fifth. I've never had a problem. It's going to happen eventually. There are so many bad people out there and so many bad actors on the marketplaces. Mm-hmm. Eventually, you're going to run into someone. Maybe they don't want to rob you and kill you. Maybe they're just going to steal the item. Eventually, your luck is going to run out. So why not just say, I will only meet you to pick it up in a police department parking lot.
913-586-7798. 913-586-7798. Here on Dana and Parks. From the text line. Wait a minute.
Ooh, I'll read it.
All right, go ahead, Sam. Go ahead, buddy.
From the text line. Dana, didn't you just make your daughter go meet some guy to buy something for you on Facebook Marketplace?
In Lawrence, and I do feel like statistically you are much less likely to be robbed in Lawrence.
Oh, really? The ne'er-do-wells don't go to Lawrence,
no,
huh?
They don't go to Overland Park either. Wait.
We've added another city in this case. If you look at the Channel 9 story. By the way. Lee's Summit, Overland Park, Kansas City, let's not forget Independence. Those women were busy that day.
Deflection.
Four reported Facebook Marketplace robberies.
Wait, one of the women admitted she and the other woman started doing Facebook robberies in December of 2024, so not that long ago.
Sure you did.
And
just last month.
Huh? Oh, yeah. And one of them said it was a fake, which I guess makes sense. They created a fake Facebook profile.
Well, obviously.
Which is not hard to do. Trust me, I can tell you that this week.
Let's go to Lucy in Lee Summit, where one of these occurred. Hello, Lucy.
Hello.
Hello.
I lived in an apartment that was about three blocks down from the police station over on Douglas. And I needed to get out of the apartment, and I had furniture to sell. And I wasn't going to cart that furniture up to the police station, even though it was three blocks away.
Sure.
I just pushed it out the front door and said,
come and get my couch.
Put your money under the mat. If you steal it, you steal it. If you don't, you don't. Great. But I am not opening my door for anybody.
Absolutely right.
I do wonder, Lucy, and thank you for the call, when it's something like a washer and a dryer or something that's like enormous, you put it in your garage so that that people aren't coming into your house?
I mean, we could... The only way that it would work that I can think, and you have to lock the door leading into the kitchen or the whatever part of the house your garage door leads into. The only way I could see it working is if, and I don't do Venmo, so I don't know if you can retract a payment. Can you or not?
Under certain circumstances, I think you can.
Okay. I would tell them, Venmo me. Once it's in my Venmo account, the garage door goes up and lock myself in my house.
Okay.
Okay. And then I'm going to count everybody that comes in the garage. Once I see that number of people leave, I put the garage door back down.
The other thing you can do, which I did do in the case of the Lawrence stuff, is you can just click on the profile of the person you think you're chatting with. So these women say they created a fake Facebook profile. When you create a brand new Facebook profile, it will say, let's say you're Scott Parks, but you're creating a fake profile and you go by the name Scott Park. When you create that profile, let's say they created it in December of 2024, 6 weeks ago, it will show on Facebook that this is a brand new profile with zero interactions on Facebook Marketplace. So if it's someone that's like a prolific seller that sells stuff all the time, it will say, member since 2014. You can. All you have to do is click on the name of the person.
Right.
And I'm not victim blaming, but I think if you had done this in any of the cities these women have allegedly admitted to robbing people in, you would have seen, now, wait a minute. This person just now rolled up onto Facebook 3 weeks ago.
Has zero friends.
Has zero friends, zero interactions, zero Facebook market.
One photo and it's her profile.
Yeah, come on.
And waves are the big picture on the top.
Or clouds, right?
Right. 913-586-7798. I remember years ago, this would have been in 2010, and I had just bought the house in Ropo, and it did not come with a washer dryer. And so I thought, you know, I'm going to go the used online route. I'm not going to go get a brand new one. I don't know how long I'm going to live in this house. It turns out it was almost a dozen years. And I found some, this was before Facebook Marketplace, and I found somebody in KCK who was selling a washer dryer.
Okay.
Allegedly. And so I grabbed Brenniger because he had a truck and best friends. And I said, hey, come pick me up at the Ropo house and we'll drive out to KCK, which is right across the county line from where I lived, and we'll get this washer dryer.
Yeah.
So we're following the address. We turned down a dead end street. And at the end of the block is a washer and dryer sitting in a driveway with 10 men around it.
No.
I said, turn this truck around. We pulled into somebody's driveway and I did not get that washer dryer.
That, Scott, in some ways is less scary to me because you clearly can see there are 10 men there and maybe they were just there to help unload it. Maybe, we don't know.
Doesn't take 10 men.
You at least have a visual where you're like, eh. Like Sam said, something didn't feel right, so you can turn around. To me, the scarier transaction is when you're meeting someone in a CVS parking lot and you think, well, there's cameras here, this is going to be fine. And, you know, in that case, I think we have this false sense of security.
Yeah. Well, and never be trusting. My girlfriend sold a couch and we made the dumb decision to invite the person to our apartment to get the couch. And I said, you do not have them show up unless I am there. Not that, you know, we can both get murdered together, whoopee. But I was like, I don't feel comfortable with this. And it was the nicest guy in the world. Turns out he has like 14 kids and needed the couch because he has 14 kids.
That's what he wanted you to think, Sam.
Dana bought a couch one time.
Tried to.
It was red.
She started selling stuff online on Facebook Marketplace. And I found this out from a guy at my front door. I don't even really know what it is. I think it's just putting your home address on the open internet. She doesn't sell used cars. There's like a big money coming in. She sells stuff that should be thrown away. She sold an old kid's folding chair for $5. Best case scenario, we receive $5. Worst case, our whole family is murdered.
He's so funny. He is so funny.
Oh, Nate. I got to go see him this year. We got to get that on the calendar, Scott.
Cheryl in Kansas City. Hello, Cheryl.
Hi. The first thing I want to say is I think most of these thieves are after the electronics. I would lay money on it that nobody's going to get murdered over a couch or a washing machine right. or a pair of jeans. And the other thing is, I think Dana's right. It's our responsibility to do diligence. Look at the Facebook profile. That's there for a reason. And if it doesn't look like they are a family person or had this profile for years or sell things on a regular basis, then don't do that.
Yeah.
I've had people come to my house and it was perfectly fine. But, you know, you have to be smart about these things. But I don't sell electronics and I don't buy electronics.
Are you alone when they come to your home?
Yeah. I meet them on the front porch.
Oh.
And I have sold furniture with my partner there with me, and they were very nice people. I don't think people are going to scam you for furniture. It's electronics.
Well, but they're buying it from you. What they're probably also wanting is your money. Or your credit right. card or something like that.
Yeah, and I always do cash, always. And many times it's Porsche pickup, but it's like something that's $30 or less. If okay. they want it that bad, take it.
Okay.
And not that the money is what matters. I understand what she's saying about electronics, Scott, but that's why I wanted to know, like, is this iPad, Mac, for whatever this product was, is it $1,000? Like, is that...
Well, and you always have to trust your gut. Feel it out. I mean, when I sold my truck in the Quick Trip parking lot, three dudes got out of this truck. I was iffy very quickly.
You think?
You know, I talked to the guy. I kept my distance. I made sure that, you know, if things were going to get out of hand, I had an escape route, which was my own vehicle.
By the way, breaking news, four Chilean nationals have been arrested in connection with the burglary that occurred at the home of Cincinnati Bengals quarterback Joe Burrow.
Have they discussed whether or not this could be in connection to our local home?
They were spotted by Ohio State Highway Patrol carrying suspicious luggage in Fairborn, Ohio. So
what does suspicious luggage mean?
I don't know. The car smelled of marijuana.
I believe the only true connection here is the fact that, obviously, they had some of the items that were stolen.
Mm-hmm.
An old LSU shirt and Bengals hat were reportedly found in the suspect's SUV.
They also had what they called two Husky automatic center punch pools wrapped in a cloth towel behind the glove box. You may be wondering, what is that?
Yeah,
These are tools that are used by South American theft groups to break glass and enter homes. Yeah.
So they just showed this on ABC's, you know, World News Tonight with David Muir. And it looked like a syringe, honestly, or a teeny tiny, you know, those little tiny screwdrivers that come in little kits.
Well, you know those tools that they sell to break out car windshields?
I don't, Sam, because I'm not a ne'er-do-well.
I believe you promoted it on this program in case that you were in a car that was sinking.
Okay, this looked more like a tiny, tiny, tiny little screwdriver, that, like the kind my grandpa used to keep in his breast pocket.
It's a spring-loaded piece of metal that, yeah, you press the button, pops the window.
Okay, telephone number is 913-586-7798. This is a full hour of ne'er-do-welling. 913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks. All right, let's wrap up this conversation with Leroy in North Kansas City. Hello, Leroy.
Hello, guy. Oh, I'm still on the phone? Awesome.
Yeah.
Hey, so I was talking to Sam. Currently, a straw, long story short, this is a story and kind of a recommendation. And there's a lot of what ifs that can come out of this, so I'm going to stay aside from all of that and just kind of give you a broad stroke. So about a month ago, I was at a Quick Trip waiting in line to fill up air on the tire for my tire. Some old ladies, two old ladies, very nice. They came up and asked me, hey, are you going to be here for a minute? I'm, you know, doing an online selling thing, and I'm kind of getting uneasy towards the last few minutes of this. Can you kind of just hang around? If you're going to be right here, I'll park right next to you. And I'm the kind of guy that's like, totally. I'll totally help you out. No problem. Not in a rush anywhere, nothing. Now, I'm also not like this big, muscular dude. I am a Marine, so I kind of have, I guess, some kind of walk to me. But I'm just a normal, skinny, athletic guy. Everything went well for them. Nothing happened. Didn't need me. But if you are one of those people that just doesn't want to do the police station, or you're getting uneasy and it's a Quick Trip right down the street from your house, or just, you know, whatever, don't be afraid to walk up again with the what ifs. Find the right person to ask, but don't be afraid to ask a stranger, hey, do you mind hanging around? You might be surprised at somebody who's willing to help you out and kind of give you a little bit of security. So love you guys. Y'all have a good day.
Love you too, Leroy.
That's very sweet, Leroy. And, you know, it's a reminder there are good people in this world.
That's right. And they're named Leroy. From Forbes, as more companies mandate a full return to the office, many hybrid and remote employees in the United States are prepared to look for a new job to continue working from home, according to a new survey from Pew Research. Nearly half of workers, 46%, said they would consider leaving their job rather than return to the office full time. By the way, last night, we don't do politics, but a lot of you work for the federal government. Executive order last night that federal employees are now required to work in the office 5 days a week. No working from home. 75% of the respondents say they have a flexible work arrangement, either working fully from home or adopting a hybrid model that includes some remote work days. Younger workers, those under the age of 50, demonstrate a significantly higher willingness to change jobs, 50%, if remote work is eliminated, than their older counterparts. Who are you calling older? Jerks. Fully remote workers are more adamant about maintaining their work from home status. 61% of fully remote workers say they would look for a new job if told to come back to the office. 47% of those who are hybrid say they would look for new work. And of course, employees with lower job satisfaction are more prone to look for new work.
One of the things we might bring back and I'd like to explore tomorrow is what percentage of people out there have had one job and then retire in that job anymore after 30 or 40 years? And I bet you that number is shockingly low.
Well, especially after the pandemic with the big quit or whatever they call it.
We just don't do it anymore. Even pre-pandemic, I wonder what those numbers look like. You know, our dads and dad's dads used to work for the same company and retire after 40 years with a cheap Seiko gold watch and, you know, a company party. I just don't think anyone does that anymore, do they?
I've been here for 30.
Except you. 29. You also write checks. If you know someone who still writes checks, they might be in the same job that they started in 1980.
I've only worked for one company in my career.
Would it be the same one that I've worked for?
It's this one. I'm still here.
Celebrating birthdays today, Gina Davis is 69. Wow. Man. And Billy Ocean is 75 today. Still going strong. We got to run. On behalf of our producer today, the finest man in these United States, the great Sam Stevie III, my good friend and co-host Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks, and God willing, we're back tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Have a great night. Be safe, be well, and be good to one another. We'll see you tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Good night.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.